Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While our next guest agrees that the number one uncomfortable topic for discussion with our children is the birds and the bees, he says a close second is talking to your adult children about money, which is why he brought with him today some tips on this topic. John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He's also president of the South Carolina chapter of the Financial Planning Association, and he's on the phone with us right now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. John, welcome.
Mike, thanks for having me on today.
Talking with adult children about money is a sensitive topic indeed.
I agree, and many parents, rather than have that sensitive conversation, will just avoid it.
And so what do you recommend? How do we get this conversation started with our adult children?
Well, you should start with an easy introduction. It can be something as casual as a conversation over dinner that you would like to share information about your personal financial situation with them at a later date, just as long as you make sure you include all of your children in that conversation.
So once you've got everybody together, how should the conversation proceed from there?
Start with the easy things such as wills, a power of attorney, health care directives. Do you have those? If so, where do you keep those? Are they kept in a shoebox, in a safe deposit box? And ease into the more difficult topics, which may be inheritances, how you want your assets divided, topics like that. So start off with the easy topics.
I can see where talking about inheritances and who gets what your investment account balances are and all that kind of thing would get, you know, a little bit sensitive.
Exactly. That's why I recommend that you have this conversation in a neutral location, such as an attorney's office. I have a lot of these meetings with my clients here in my office. It just adds a layer of professionalism to the meeting that will possibly keep some of the emotions that either children or parents may be more freely expressed if it was over, say, the kitchen table. Plus, by having it in an attorney's office or your financial planner's office, you have a mediator, someone who's been involved in these conversations before and knows how to direct the conversation and the topics to focus on and some topics to really dive into.
Since we're at a neutral location, like maybe the attorney's office, should we go ahead and have these documents handed out to everybody?
Absolutely. It's critical that all interested parties have access to those documents beforehand so they can review it, kind of get familiar with the terminology and the directions within those documents. Now, that being said, if there's situations that change prior to an annual or biannual meeting, then that could necessitate a interim meeting. What changes may happen? Well, one of the children may lose a spouse, may get married, may divorce. There may be grandchildren that are born and the parents want to provide for them. So there's many different situations that could create the need for a interim family meeting.
And finally, what about the flip side of this coin? What about adult children who are not hearing from their parents as time goes on, and maybe the parents, you know, are just, like you said, just afraid to bring it up or talk about it, or maybe they have their own reasons? What's the easiest way for an adult child to approach their aging parent about this topic?
It's much the same way as I recommend the parents reach out to the children. The children should have a casual conversation with their parents. Say, we all understand that we're all getting older and there's things that are going on in life that we may need to help you with. Can you tell me about what you have in the way of legal documents so that I can help you if the situation arises?
All right. Great advice, John. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. You have a good one, sir.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital in Greenwood, South Carolina. He's also president of the South Carolina chapter of the Financial Planning Association. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.